my mother-in-law's basement printed in 1930. Because right in the middle of the park, where things were heating up between Vronsky and our Anna, there suddenly appeared, sneaked into the text, a word of untranslated Russian, a barrier of Cyrillic worthy of the KGB, a knot of the unreadable, a tangled thicket, a snarl. But let's not blame Russia for everything. Here it was, the key to the plot, the key to our Anna's fate, inaccessible to an American audience, because the American editor forbid the translation of the Russian word Bereminya. Midwest sensibilities and all, which go to explain a story about my aunt, the quiet one, the shy one, who eloped, shocking the family. It was 1930, the very year Bereminya was left raw in the text. Now why would a girl who helped her mother, sewed her own clothes, and never did a racy thing in her life elope, except to avoid a possible disgrace? Which left me lost, flipping back pages to figure out when what happened to Anna happened. Anna, who ended up jumping in front of a train, her name dragged like a dead cat through dirt, then forgotten, like certain ladies who live alone without the person who got them Bereminya to begin with. Truth? In my aunt's time, when you wouldn't translate Bereminya, let alone show it, the real taboo had nothing to do